Thank you very much, Padmadaka. So this talk's called The Six Bardos. Oh, now, when the bardo of life upon me is dawning, abandoning idleness, there being no time for idleness in this life, entering the path undistractedly, studying, reflecting, and meditating, taking perceptual experience and the nature of mind as the path, may the Tri Kaya, the three bodies of the Buddha, be realized. Once that the human form has been attained, may there be no time or opportunity in which to idle it away. So these rather serious, somber, sobering sounding words come from the Tibetan Book of the Dead. They are in fact the first of what are called the root verses of the six bardos, the root verses of the six intermediate or the six in-between states. And these six verses encapsulate in a particularly pithy, essential form the teachings contained in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. In Tibet, among the followers of the Nyingma school, the school of the ancients, these verses are learnt by heart, and they're regularly repeated, regularly meditated upon. And with our own order, within our own order, some order members regularly recite and meditate on these verses. I've done a fair bit of that myself. Back in the 1970s, Sangharakshita, who founded our order, led a retreat where he led meditations on these six verses. And a friend of mine who was on that particular retreat said it was really quite strong sitting there hearing Sangharakshita read these verses repeatedly. He said he started to feel as if he was dead. He said it was very strange. I realised that for some of you, the verse probably sounded a bit obscure, a bit technical, and I'll try later on in the talk, towards the end of the talk, I'll try to unfold the meaning of the verse just a little bit. But I wanted to start off by giving you a little glimpse of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, just a taster, just a fragment of it, because we'll be drawing on this text a little throughout the coming days, throughout the retreat. So this afternoon, I want to look into the verse I've just read, but before that, I want to say something about the Tibetan Book of the Dead itself. I want to say something about its history. I want to say something about what it's about. The Tibetan Book of the Dead is actually quite well known in the West. Recently, a new complete translation of the whole cycle of texts that can be designated the Tibetan Book of the Dead have been beautifully translated and published by Penguin Books, translated by a Scottish Nyingma Pa Buddhist named Gyurme Dorje. Very beautifully done. And the book's made a bit of a splash. I happened to switch on the Radio 3 arts programme a few weeks ago. I think it was Nightwaves. And I thought, God, they're talking about the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And yes, they were. They were having a discussion about the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It seemed great hearing that on good old Radio 3. And the book got very favourable reviews in some of the Sunday papers. The Sunday Times review section. And in fact, its front cover was a full-colour reproduction of a Tibetan tanka depicting the deities mentioned in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. So I think that's quite something, isn't it, that it should get such coverage, such a splash. Back in, I think, the 1980s, maybe a bit later than that, maybe the 90s, Lama Tsogyal Rinpoche published his book, The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, which I know many, many people found great inspiration from, and that included a lot of reference to the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And there have been other translations in recent times, by Francesca Fremantle and Robert Thurman. So it's been around. The book first became known in the West in the 1920s when Dr. W.Y. Evans Wentz first published in the Oxford Classics, I think, an edited version of a translation by a Sikkimese Lama of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And his title, he was the first person to give the book the title The Tibetan Book of the Dead. because a few years previously, Wallace Budge published the Egyptian Book of the Dead, his translation of from Egyptian hieroglyphics. So it was Evans Wentz who gave it this term, the Tibetan Book of the Dead. The Tibetan Book of the Dead, in fact, has had quite a bit of influence on the West, among Buddhists and even beyond Buddhists. Carl Jung, the great psychologist, was very taken with the Tibetan Book of the Dead when it was published. He said that he wrote a commentary, a psychological commentary on the Book of the Dead, and said that it was a great guide for him in his life. It affected the whole psychedelic movement, if you can call it that. Timothy Leary wrote a kind of psychedelic, trippy version of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, or used the Tibetan Book of the Dead to guide his acid trips, and so on and so forth. And I even heard from somebody that Ted Hughes had made a kind of poetic translation of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. I don't know if that's available. It'd be very interesting to see what Ted Hughes made of it. That's a whole story in itself, the Tibetan Book of the Dead and its Western interpreters. It's a fascinating area.